KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
40 years ago this year in Philadelphia, one of music's most influential singing groups was born. They would call themselves Boys to Men. And a few years after Nathan Morris, Wanya Morris, Sean Stockman, and Michael McCary found each other, they put out this song, Motown Philly. World Cafe correspondent John Morrison has a new book called Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration, and he joins me today to talk about how the group changed popular music.
When Boys to Men came out in 1991, they had updated that old school R&B male vocal group archetype, but they did it for the hip-hop generation.
John Morrison gets into Boys to Men, how they were shaped by what came before them, and about their impact on everything that came after today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. To get you in the mood for some vocal harmonies out of Philadelphia, here's some Philly soul recorded at Sigma Sound in Philadelphia. It's The Spinners, Mighty Love.
Keep on looking, you'll soon discover.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cipher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month he joins me for the Culture Corner. Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good, Raina. How you been?
I'm really, really good. This is a very special Culture Corner because you have a new book out, Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration. That's what we're here to talk about today. First off, I just want to say congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a long time coming, working on this book. This is my first one. I've never done this before. So it's been a fun, interesting learning experience, putting this whole thing together.
Your book, Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration, was released last month by Quarto Books. Tell us about the book. Talk about what inspired you to write it.
Yeah, the initial idea to do this book actually came from my editor at Quarto, Kara Donaldson. She's a brilliant editor, a Philly native, and she approached me with the idea of working on like a comprehensive book on Boys to Men. So we sat down, we had like a few initial conversations, and as we're talking about, you know, Philly's soul music history, but we're also talking about doo-wop and MTV and 90s boy bands and all these different cultural points of interest. The conversations with Kara really made me realize that A, that I could write this book, and B, that I could use Boys to Men as a conduit to tell a bigger story about American pop culture.
The book opens in 1991 with the release of Boys to Men's first hit single, Motown Philly. Why did you want to start the book there?
I knew pretty early on in the process that I didn't want to start this book with a linear narrative. Like Sean and Wanye were born in 1972, 73. But I didn't want to start like that. So I wanted to drop the reader into a whirlwind of activity. Motown Philly was such a big record. It was their first record out the gate, and it blew up. It was all over radio everywhere, and it felt right and like it could be an exciting thing to just push you into all of that activity straight out the gate.
You grew up in Philly. Do you remember this being everywhere?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This record, everywhere I went as a kid, when this record came out, you would just hear Motown Philly. Like, it's inescapable record.
Before we hear Motown Philly, is there anything that you want us to listen for?
Yeah, Motown Philly, I realized listening back to it many, many times while writing and researching this book, it was a unique record for its time, right? It's a fresh meeting of hip hop production and R&B vocal arrangements. And, you know, I talk about this in the book. Motown Philly's producer, Dallas Austin, he said in interviews that his production at the time was inspired by the Bomb Squad, which was Public Enemy's production crew. So with Motown Philly, you have this loud, chaotic production. There's a lot of samples layered together. It's kind of noisy and dense sonically. That's Dallas Austin channeling Public Enemy. But then you have a very R&B vocal on top of it. So, you know, it's a song that we all know, but writing this book and re-listening to it made me realize that it's a very interesting meeting of loud, noisy hip hop with R&B. There's a doo-wop vocal break in the middle of the song. Nobody was really doing that kind of stuff when this record was made, or since.
This is Motown Philly. It's Boys to Men on World Cafe.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah. Yo, what's up,
y'all? What's up? Boys to Men in effect, yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys to Men. Boys to Men. Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. jet black van, plenty of friends,
and all the Philly steaks you can eat.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade away? Yeah.
Then we started singing the days and it sounds smooth.
Then we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you.
Back again, doing a little East Coast swing. Boys the men, throw it on. Not too hard, not too soft. Boys,
yo, these four new jacks is real smooth on a harmony chip. Nick, Mike, Sean, the one, you know the mentality. Keep flipping the gift.
Must find that it's on us now. Watch us do this. Live and direct from Philly town.
We're rapping hype and we can get down.
We are ready to roll, so now the world will know that we love.
Back in school we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade away?
Then we started singing the bass and it sounds smooth.
So we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you.
Back again, doing a little East Coast swing. Boys the men, throw it on.
Go, go.
Not too hard, not too soft.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
Boys the Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they won here said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Just heard Boys to Men, Motown Philly. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison has a new book called Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration. This book goes into great detail about many of the triumphs of Boys to Men's early career. What were some of the challenges that the group faced in those days, and how did they respond to them and deal with them?
Yeah, you know, with any group that's been together so long, it's kind of like a roller coaster. It's like ups and downs. But I think that one of the most significant challenges that the group faced in the early years in particular was the death of their road manager, Khalil Rountree. On May 25th, 1992, Boys to Men were actually on the road for their first big tour. They were opening for MC Hammer, and they were staying at a hotel in Chicago, and Khalil Rountree intervened in a robbery, according to like court accounts and accounts from witnesses, and was shot and killed. Boys to Men, they talked about this a lot. They adored Khalil. He was a music industry veteran. He was an older guy. So, you know, he was really a mentor and protector for them. So losing him and losing him in that manner early on in their careers and their relationship with him, it was a deeply traumatic event. You know, that summer, the group recorded End of the Road, which ended up being like their first big crossover hit. So it was, you know, it's just a lot of things that happened around that event that I think marked the group emotionally moving forward.
We're going to hear End of the Road next. Tell us about the song.
End of the Road is one of the great ballads of the 90s. It was written by Kenny Babyface Edmonds. And in a way, it solidified Boyz II Men's identity as the masters of the contemporary R&B ballad. The song has this kind of deep yearning and heartbreak that you want from a good R&B ballad, but it's like endlessly catchy. So, you know, it radio caught on to it, you know, and it caught like wildfire. They broke a bunch of records with this song. And End of the Road, you know, it's an enduring song. It's the soundtrack of a million breakups and, you know, high school proms all around the world. It's like an all-time jam.
This is Boyz II Men, End of the Road on World Cafe.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? You said we'd be forever, said it never died. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye?
You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, today joined by John Morrison for The Culture Corner. He has a new book called Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration, and you just heard Boys to Men, End of the Road. John, your book connects Boys to Men to a whole wide range of musical styles and influences. Talk about the music that shaped them, shaped Boys to Men, and how they influenced the groups that came after them.
Yeah, when Boys to Men came out in 1991, they had updated that old-school R&B male vocal group archetype, but they did it for the hip-hop generation. And in the book, I talk about how you can hear doo-wop in these records. You can hear 60s soul, 70s R&B, Philadelphia International. You can hear all of these influences through those Boys to Men records. And today, you know, vocal groups are kind of falling out of favor in general. You know, this sort of group doesn't really exist, certainly not in black popular music or, you know, what's on the radio right now. And it's interesting because this sound was so popular, and Boys to Men, you know, they were so unique, but they also were kind of the last of the great vocal groups, or their generation, you know, was that era was the last of the great black vocal groups in American popular music. But that influence definitely went somewhere. You know, the latter half of the 90s, you had groups like NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys. Now you have K-pop groups, BTS, those groups like that. All of that stuff pulls from Boys to Men. It's all like new links in the same chain. So you can see, and I try to lay this out in the book, you can see where the vocal group, the American vocal group style, goes from doo-wop, you know, up to what we have now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as somebody who grew up with a lot of Backstreet Boys playing everywhere I went, yeah. You can obviously absolutely hear that. So we're going to hear I Only Have Eyes for You from Boys to Men next. Tell us why you wanted to play this one.
I Only Have Eyes for You, one, on a personal note, is probably the first song that I ever really fell in love with as a kid. I have a very vivid memory of hearing this song on like a Disney TV special when I was like a little boy and getting goosebumps and like my heart fluttered. I was like, yo, what is this? Like, why does this sound like this, and why is it making me feel this way? But it's a 1959 doo-wop classic by the Flamingos. The Boys to Men cover is gorgeous. Like, they lean into that beautiful melody. You know, they add these intricate Boys to Men style vocal harmonies. And, you know, you can see that, you know, these are young guys, but they have an appreciation and a real command of the music that came before them.
On World Cafe, here's Boys to Men, I Only Have Eyes for You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. Oh,
I Only Have Eyes for You, from Boys to Men. I'm speaking with John Morrison today on the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duris. John Morrison has a new book called Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration. What do you want readers to take away from this book, John?
You know, I want people to understand how significant a group Boys to Men was, just how big they were and how impactful they were. But I also want to impress upon people that their music didn't come from out of nowhere, right? It's all in Motown Philly. Like, you can see, even in the music video, you see them switching back and forth between the high energy, you know, colored, bright parts where they're doing like the dancing and the choreography, and they switch back between that and like the doo-wop style. The video even turns black and white, right? So there's so much music of the past folded into what they were doing. It's a continuum, and it's like I said earlier, it's like a link in the chain. That's what I really wanted people to get, a detailed understanding of Boys to Men's history and their music, but also an understanding of where that music came from.
The last song that we're going to play is a big one. There's something you said in your book that I really liked, where you talked about how they'd written love songs before, but this time there was a greater maturity to it. They were singing about, like, the art of seduction. Tell us about I'll Make Love to You.
Yeah, I'll Make Love to You. In a way, kind of the sister song, in my mind at least, of End of the Road, this big world-conquering ballad. I think that obviously is one of Boyz II Men's best songs, arguably their best composition. And it's something that is going to live forever. You know what I mean? It's quintessential 90s, but it's a song that people will be playing, you know, long after all of us are gone.
This is Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You on World Cafe. on World Cafe. You just heard Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. I've been talking to John Morrison about his new book, Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, Raina, thank you.
And congrats again
on
the book.
I appreciate it.
John Morrison is a podcast host, host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXBN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard me talking Boys to Men with World Cafe correspondent John Morrison. Once again, his new book is called Boys to Men, 40th Anniversary Celebration. It's really thorough. It's a big coffee table kind of book, has tons of interviews and photos that might make you a little bit nostalgic for the 90s. More vocal harmonies for the rest of the hour, starting with one of the most important doo-wop groups ever, the Flamingos. And this is their biggest song, I Only Have Eyes for You, on World Cafe.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
Come on, come on.
From their 1975 album Family Reunion, released on Philadelphia International Records, the OJs with I Love Music. A new project from one of the members of Boyz II Men is next on World Cafe. Hey, I'm Rena. It's World Cafe. Earlier this hour, you might have caught my conversation with World Cafe's John Morrison about his book, Boyz II Men 40th Anniversary Celebration. That follows the history of the group from its inception to the present day. And now, getting into their future with a new project from Boyz II Men's Sean Stockman. Sean has teamed up with his old buddy, producer Billy Mann. They met when they were just teenagers in high school choir in South Philly, and they're calling their new duo Chosen Family. New album Generation Us is out next month. This is Only You Can Save Me on World Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All the years go by. No, the tears don't dry. Oh, I still need you. I still need you. Lost all my hopes. A lifetime left to go.
Oh, Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation. Hometown values and service a proud sponsor of KSDP. Thank you.